principal thing down here in this country, the principal product was sugar and cotton. Of course, in Georgia, it was cotton and peanuts. You couldn't raise sugar cane up there.
My granddad did.
Not worth a darn.
He raised good sugar cane, that bottle of that ribbon cane.
Well, you might have made a little bit of it, but I'm talking about a 5,000 acre land, a grant, or stuff like that.
Yeah.
The ground wouldn't support it, because this ground here is where this river overflowed, and you had crevasses and that silt from up in Iowa and North Dakota and South Dakota, and that country come down, washed down here, and it would fill up 5 or 6 feet, don't you see? Well, you got topsoil 20 feet deep over that river. Of course, this is a hill here, but it's lower on the other side. There's no cane raised on this side of the river. It is below Baton Rouge, but that was low too, why it overflowed. But from here back, everything from here back is English, and everything down that way was those French, those Cajuns, those people from Nova Scotia come in there and settle in that section down there. Of course, there's a lot of Germans come in there and so forth. Something that I didn't know, I found it out when I was about 20 years old, that between here and New Orleans is a place down there where they raise this perique. You know what perique is?
Uh-uh.
It's a very black, strong tobacco. They use it to make it a more or less as a flavoring. And I understand that you can plant 10 rows here, and then the next 10 rows it wouldn't grow. You had to skip a place. And that's the only place in the country that it grew down here between here and New Orleans. I mean, down Gramercy, somewhere in that vicinity. They grow a lot of sugar cane down there.
Yes.
But not now, because all those industries and stuff have bought up that land, and you know, you can't raise sugar cane. You can't raise sugar cane very profitable on $2,500 to $5,000 an acre land. Milk gets pretty expensive when you go to milking, pasturing milk cows on $5,000 acre land. So the sugar industry here is over the river and down around Lafayette, near Iberia, Morgan City, and Tippecanoe, and in that section down there. Over in West Baton Rouge, Point Coupee, and Hippoville Parish, and things over there. You see, you have parishes here instead of counties. You have counties in Georgia. Louisiana is the only state in the Union that have parishes, and that's because the Catholic Church France owned it, and as long as France owned it, there could be no Protestant church in the state of Louisiana. After 1803, when he bought the thing, then. But you can go to any small town. You go over here to Rosedale, which is a few miles over there. You can go up here to Ennis, which is a little bit further, and you'll find little Episcopal churches there that just about 20 people can get in them. And that's all over the southern part of Louisiana down there. For the simple reason that the English come in here, and they brought the Episcopal churches here. And the plantation owner was English in these things. They weren't what people think he was. They built the church and hired the preacher just like they did the overseer, don't you see? And many of those little churches. Over here at Rosedale, I'm talking about 20, 25 miles. That church is about 125 years old, just a little bit of church over there. One up here at Ennis, small church up there. Still, same thing here. You take up here at St. Francisville,